Now it says, I don't know, do you want to be taken captive? How captive you want to be? Said they didn't have, he said, my people have no knowledge. I mean, my people are dumber than a brick. Isn't that what that means? Now look at Hosea. That's right after Daniel for you new people. Daniel, Hosea. Well, you can't give page numbers to people who don't know their Bible because Bibles are all different. Hosea chapter 4. Once again, it starts with my people. My people. It's amazing. Everybody has different theories about raising their children. And our children, of course, are adults, senior adults. We have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And one lady asked me, should her daughter know how to run the wash machine? Well, I'd seen her daughter. I thought, my gosh, she's 14 or 16, 17. You know, you want to be nice, you want to be kind, you want to be benevolent, you want to be compassionate. So I nicely said in my usual form, I wouldn't do her wash. My goodness, you're supposed to know some things. There's a foundational level in household chores. Yes. Suzanne did most of our cooking. I did all the cleaning up. That worked well for us. She liked to cook. She did all the cooking. She cost me a lot of money because she liked recipes and she liked to experiment and she liked expensive ingredients. And I'm down at the grocery store looking for a specific kind of mushroom, and I'll just tell you the truth, I don't know my mushrooms apart. So I asked the little the boy stock in the produce department, I said, do you have this kind of mushroom? He said, our mushrooms are over here, ma'am. And I looked, I said, but I want this kind. And he went, he didn't know either. We should never run into a crisis, a calamity, a dilemma, healing, prosperity, and have to say to God, could you give me a hint? Could you give me just a little hint? If it's foundational level. Now, we grow in all that all the time. You know, foundations grow. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The other one said they didn't have any knowledge. This said they lack knowledge because they rejected knowledge. They had the chance to learn. They didn't do it. You see that? Lack of knowledge. They just didn't do it. This is the rock of ignorance. The rock that's beneath the soil where this plant sprung up briefly died for roots of ignorance. They just didn't know anything. They should have, but they didn't. But when I get in the Word of God and look at John chapter 4, I develop confidence. Confidence in God because I know God and I know His Word and I know His promise and I'm secure. I'm confident about Wayne Cumbie. We've been married 53 years, 54 shortly. And if you said you saw him downtown with a cute blonde, I said, that's my granddaughter. It wouldn't bother me at all. You didn't see him downtown with any other cute blonde. Because I know him. I have confidence in him. I'm secure in him. Well, this is John 4. This man came for the healing of his son. This is confidence. I want you to see, if you put your roots in the Word, you're going to become confident. You're going to be sure, certain, absolute. Verse 46, Jesus came into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. He had been there before making the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. That is 20 miles. Note that. That is 20 miles. He's 20 miles away from where Jesus is. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said to him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Basically said, you know, that was could have been a distraction. We could have collapsed there. This old boy never collapsed at all. He said, no, you come down because my son's dying. You come down and lay your hands on him. See, he's confident. He's sure. He's certain. He knows about Jesus. He had heard where he was. He'd heard the miracles he did. And the fact that Jesus said, no, you're just after a sign and wonder. A lot of times that's to prop up your faith, to give your faith an additional step forward. He said, you, verse 50, go thy way, thy son lives. Now, he's 20 miles from home. See, sometimes you're 20 miles from your answer. You're 20 minutes from your answer. You're 20 years from your answer. You're 20 weeks from your answer. But no matter how far it is, no matter what the distance is, you're confident because you are schooled in the Word. You know the Word. You're not ignorant of the Word. You have practiced the foundational principles. You're daily in the Word. You're reading the books and listening to the CDs. You're coming to the services. You're following the Spirit of God for you. And you've grown up in God. And so you can't be tricked. See, I know by Jesus' stripes I was healed.